brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. This is your community talk radio station. We probably have most of the things that are breaking in the state or in here up in the North State. First, you can read them a couple of days later in the Record Searchlight or see them that afternoon or evening on the news. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, it's Thursday, so Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark's here.
Good morning.
How are you, Trish?
I'm just doing good. I have to say, there's something fundamentally wrong, however, about leaving my garage in the dark in the morning. We really need to talk about rescheduling this show.
Maybe we should just put lights in your garage. You know, you can get those lights that people talk about. They live up in Seattle.
Okay.
You know, and this kind of, it kind of gives the illusion of sunlight, even though it's not true.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, those color balance lights and make your vitamin D work. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See, it's not really dark. You think of it like you're coming from the dark side to the light side, to the Jedi Knight side.
Yeah, whatever. I think we ought to talk about rescheduling. Let's like do a noon drive-by show on Thursday.
Okay. Let's talk about drive-bys. I think we had one last night.
So I think so, yes.
We need to talk about that. Anyway.
Okay. It's 51 degrees, a little cooler than yesterday morning. We're looking for a sunny with a high near 73 today. High wind advisory in effect, actually, through this evening. Tonight, we're looking for a clear with a low around 56, sunny with a high near 79 tomorrow. Clear and windy over the weekend.
Well, again, that sounds like it could be a lot of fun. And the wind, saw the wind last night. We had elk killer running around the house two or three times. Hey, I tell you what, let's go visit our friends at our Wells Fargo with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 113 points. It's 15,019. Well, the Nasdaq's down 24 at 3,790, and the S&P 500's down 12 at 1,680. Oil's up 20 cents a barrel at $104.30, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.7%. Gold's down $9.90 this morning at 1,310, while silver's down 30 cents at $21.60 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning: Qualcomm's down 45 cents at $67.23. Google's down $1.70 at $886.28, while Tesla Motors is down $4.92 at $176.13. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. With the shutdown going on, day two of the shutdown, sequestration and all this, you know, Wall Street is wavering. It's fluctuating. So you need to talk to somebody, know what's going on. Give Josh a call or Kathy, Susan, Chris, or Steve at 243-7561. 243-7561. Find out what's going on down there because they're keeping their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street. Oh, you know, I got a big show today. You know, frankly, I really love it when Trish comes in. I just kind of like put down a couple of notes and I sit down on the, which I rarely do, but I sit back on the stool here and just turn Trish loose. But today it's going to be, you know, I'm really looking forward to, today at 8 o'clock, Judy Maxwell's coming in.
Oh, perfect.
Judy Maxwell's coming in to talk insurance. She has been studying it. She's been in classes about these exchanges. And let me tell you something. These exchanges, if you use them, or just the new Obamacare, is going to have a significant impact on your healthcare, my friends. It can't help but have a significant impact on your healthcare. Judy's going to come in today and try and explain it. And when I say try, she can, but the government is constantly changing their mind on these programs. So, We'll get the latest from Judy, and maybe we'll even make this kind of a you know, a semi-regularly scheduled update on the exchanges and what you can do between now and January 1st. Anyway, great
huge
show
issue.
Today. Plus, I know you probably want to address the state of Jefferson.
Well, you know, the state of Jefferson issue, it's interesting to read. And I actually personally haven't talked to any of our local elected officials about it, but the comments coming out in the paper and are somewhat, some of them are surprising. I guess I don't understand why they won't support the effort.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, here we are, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. We'll be right back after these messages.
To the sea.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Barr & Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the turkey line,
take a chance on the
unseen.
The Democrat theme song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Great guest, giveaways. I'm here with Trish Clark, and Trish is, you know, she's back. She's trying to find a couple of sets of tickets to the Monster Truck. As soon as we find them, we'll be giving away some tickets to the Monster Truck Rally, which is this weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there with Espresso Joe's have great, absolutely great coffee at great prices. Can't say enough about that. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in the city at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Trish, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's finish about the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, the city on Tuesday And we talked about it on Wednesday, but I'd like to hear what you say is that the city voted, 3-2 not to pursue it, saying it wasn't a city, it wasn't for the city to do. This was something a county should do. You know, they're kind of like pushing it off that way.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I thought it was a bit presumptuous of the city to jump in. And I kind of questioned the comment that was made by one of the councilmen that they impacted more people than the county did anyway. I think they need to realize that as a county supervisor, your decisions impact every resident of Shasta County, whether they live in a city or the unincorporated area. So it was a little strange for them to bring it up in the first place. However, having said that, as a local elected official in the North State, having lived all this time under the thumb of the federal and state government, even if you don't think there's a possibility that it's actually come to fruition, it seems only logical to take a position to support people who are trying to change the status quo and actually give us a voice in government. And I don't know why you wouldn't vote to say, yeah, let's help them along that path and at least get the answers to the questions as to how this would actually impact us. I thought the Record Searchlight did a fairly good editorial on Sunday, Silas did a, you need to answer these questions kind of thing. And I thought it was very well
Silas
done.
Silas was on the show last Monday and he was, I mean, there was a lot of people calling about, hey, you know what? You guys are really taking a anti State of Jefferson outlook. And why is it? And one of the men that called, one of the callers that called in brought up some really good questions and Silas thought they were really good was, why would we not do something because, oh, it's too hard, which is the kind of what everybody would say, oh, it's too hard, it's too hard.
That's exactly
right. He said,
right.
This is America. If things were too hard, we wouldn't have had a man on the moon, we wouldn't have won World War II, we wouldn't be a country, all of these things. We would still be speaking with a British accent and having a king tell us what to do. That was hard to do.
This
will be hard to do, but it's not for us. It's for our kids, our grandkids, and their grandkids. That's why they want to do it. Another editorial today had Siskiyou County got $3 million to help put that new bottling plant in. A perfect example, Bruce says, of here's the county working with the government, how this can work. And, you know, after saying is that we can't work with, you know, that it's too hard to work with the government. But here's a perfect example how working in concert, you can push it forward. Yes. Yes, Bruce. The federal government. It wasn't the state government that did this. It was the federal government. And there's nothing to say that Siskiyou County couldn't do the same thing.
Without being a part of the
without
state of California.
Without being part of California. To say that is disingenuous at the very least.
I absolutely concur. There is, we start assuming that we have to have the same depth of bureaucratic BS in the state if we form a new state. We get to start over. We get to write a new constitution and we even have an opportunity to actually live under the United States Constitution and not supersede all of those other things that they hand down. We have an opportunity to start over, and I can't understand why any elected official wouldn't support the opportunity to go down the path and take a look and see if we should. And we absolutely should be a part of it if it's able to happen.
So does this mean then, if somebody runs for that, you know, what happens when we go to, when the people go to the Board of Supervisors?
Board of Supervisors, if they even
they
put
need,
it on the
well,
agenda,
they can,
which
they
I
could,
doubt.
Well, they could put it on. It's an election year, and trust me. You've got, you know, it, trust me. It's an election year.
And two seats
and it's
available.
Be brought up. That's right.
Two seats available. One of them will take a position probably in favor of it, and the other one will take a position in opposition.
You think Dave Kehoe will be for it?
No.
Really?
No.
You think Les Ball be for it?
I think absolutely at this point. Les Ball will be absolutely
for
it's an election year. You
for
got
anything?
It. You got it. He'll be
right,
up for it.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 6 p.m. Yeah. You know that song? She drives me crazy. Boom, boom. Hey, this weekend, my friends, the Stillwater Powwow begins this weekend, and it's going to go from Friday through Sunday. You know what? A great thing. They're going to have the, the different Native American tribes, you know, come in and down at the Anderson Fairgrounds, and it's just going to be a super event, you know, sponsored by.
Well, it was one of my favorite events all the years I was on the board. Very inspirational.
Also on a Friday is going to be the 16th annual Soroptimus Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon, and Linda's going to that with one of her friends. We've had two of our friends get touched by breast cancer this year, and both of them successfully have fought it. And this is one of those diseases, and Dr. Pamela Danuka was in here, an oncologist, and her husband, Payesh, were talking about cervical cancer, colon cancer, and breast cancer. Caught early can be fought successfully and cured. Put them back in remission, take care of it, but they have to be found. And we're also going to have somebody.
Adequate screening.
Yeah, that's where we're going to have MD Imaging come in. They've got a new way of imaging for breast. And Linda went through it for her mammogram. We're going to have them in to talk about it also and talk about how the system works and why it's really good. All this, of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It should be Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Colon Cancer Awareness Month and Cervical Cancer Awareness Month and Skin Cancer Awareness Month every month. I mean, every time you go to the doctor, you need to be checked. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me see. Okay, we've done the state of Jefferson here. Bob made this really pithy statement this morning. He said, hey, we're getting ready to issue licenses to illegals and take away guns from law-abiding citizens here in the state of California. Is there something wrong here?
Wow. Where to start?
Wow.
Where to start? I still have a hard time getting my whole thought process around the fact that we have identified this group of people within our society that are here illegally. The word, I can't get beyond that. So now we know they're illegal. We know who they are because we can issue driver's license to them and give them food stamps and give them special privilege.
Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of
free benefits.
Stuff. Yeah.
Stuff. And so we obviously know who they are and we know that they're here illegally. And right off the bat, see, that eliminates all future discussion for me. They should then be removed. And to even contemplate giving them yet more privileges and actually issuing driver's license to them just sends me off the deep end. I can't even hardly discuss it.
Well, now, are the licenses marked in such a way that it says the bearer of this license is not a U.S. citizen?
Well, God, you just think they have to be.
It's got to have something on it. Otherwise, they can then use it to walk down and vote.
Well, you don't have to identify yourself to vote because that's illegal.
They have to use a picture ID to register, though. They do have to do that.
A picture ID to register?
I believe so, don't they?
I don't think so.
Oh, they don't need a picture ID to register?
No, we trust them implicitly, of course.
And I'm thinking not because that's been an issue where they've some states have tried to do that. And the federal government actually, I believe, in one instance, filed a lawsuit against the state, said that you couldn't demand that they have a picture ID to vote, which makes sense to me. I have to have a picture ID to do all kinds of things.
They're saying that's to vote, but somehow to be able to get subsidies and all these things, don't you have to have some kind of ID to show who you are before you can get unemployment? And who's been on unemployment? Don't you have to show some kind of proof that you're who you are before you can even get unemployment?
Well, I think you do, and which is exactly the position that people take, that we have to show our driver's license and ID, a picture ID, for all kinds of things in the United States to prove you're a citizen. And yet the federal government has maintained that we do not need to have a picture ID to vote, that's discriminatory.
Well, I think what we should do is during the break here, one of us takes, looks at this and finds out exactly how that works. But I'm sure that, but you're right about the voting thing. It is, the states that have said, show me an ID, show me who you are so when you can vote. And they're saying, the U.S. government is saying, oh, no, that's discriminatory because people don't have IDs. Well, yes, they do. They do have IDs. New insurance card? Isn't that when you sign up for the exchanges, don't you have to have an insurance card?
But explicitly written into the new medical law is that it is free to illegal immigrants.
It's free to illegal immigrants.
They all get it.
Well, or do they have to pay? Well, anybody right now can just say they make anything to get into it. But they don't, but they have to give.
But then they will be double checked on their income tax return. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you're not filing an income tax return. So they sort of can't check you.
It doesn't seem fair, Trish.
Carl.
I pay for my insurance.
Well, and you're paying for theirs too. And that's the beauty of the system. And why would they want to then become legal citizens?
I pay more now than I did before I was 65.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Oh, but if you like your health insurance, you're going to be able to keep it.
No, I wasn't.
And if you like your doctor, you're going to be able to keep him.
Him I'll be able to keep. Because that's through the VA system. And frankly, the VA system, and you're like, oh, that's socialized, man. That's socialized. No. We paid into that. That's part of the deal is that when you're, when you're a veteran in the country and only like 1% of us serves, so that, I guess we're that 1%.
You must be the one you're talking about.
We must be that 1% you're talking about. So it's only like 1% of the people have served. So, of our country. So, guess what? You want to get VA? there's one really good way of doing it. Get your ass out there. You deploy for years. You get yourself shot. You get yourself out there. You know what? And then welcome to my club. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Hi, this is Patrick John. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and fun, all for a higher purpose. Featuring a fashion show of men's and women's clothing from Four Lease Boutique in Reading. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Four Lease Boutique, Wind River Resort and Casino, or the Windermere office in Reading. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 4th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot tonight with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. So, of course, Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Renting Crown Motors. My gosh, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. We're down at 555 Cypress Avenue. And if you are looking for a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, they are the people to go to. Those are your neighbors making great deals for you. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177. They are just outstanding. Some of the best people you're going to meet. Reading Crown Motors. Okay, Trish.
Okay, you know, the other thing I really want to talk about is the new law that was passed with the minimum wage in the state of California. And I don't think people, and I haven't heard much discussion about the impact that this increase in minimum wage has on our local nonprofits in the area. Kind of familiar with a lot of the programs that serve seniors in the community, such as Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition. And you know, their funding is so defined by the federal government, and they get a certain amount of money. And in order to make those different programs work, they have a certain amount of minimum wage people who work in different places. You can't just increase the cost of wages without decreasing the amount of people you have employed. It means positions. It means funding for those programs. It means whether you're going to have lunch programs and facility places for those seniors to go and have the lunch and the programs. It's huge, the impact of that increase in minimum wage. And those were supposed to be entry-level jobs anyway. They weren't supposed to be jobs we've turned this around so dramatically. There's no way that this is not going to impact. Somebody has to pay for that increase.
Well, of course they pay. And just look at what's happening right now. I mean, let's talk about Obamacare. Let's talk about the huge impact it's had from SeaWorld to school systems all throughout the United States have all started doing one thing. Bringing the number of hours their people work to be under 30. They block them at 25. So that they do not have to get into this health care. They get into the large stores. What they do is we're going to give you Trader Joe's. More economic or ecologically friendly about, traders. Well, they're going to start giving their people some money and throw them onto the exchange.
Exactly.
This is what's happening. And then at the same time, we're going through this massive, massive upheaval in the insurance where businesses have no idea what's going to happen here because they could just, change it. Obama is changing it. When he wants. Oh, no, businesses won't have to put it in for next year. Well, you don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't, why. I mean, he could change that, even though he's busting his own law. He's breaking his own law.
He's forcing the poor parts he likes.
Yeah, and so here we are with people not knowing what they're doing. So companies are going, I got to keep my people to 28 hours. Unions are turning on it because they're seeing all this money being lost and the hours being cut back for their union members. Unions are leaving the major unions because they supported Obamacare. And now we want to raise the minimum wage.
On top of everything else, in large insurance companies are simply stopping. They're sending letters out to big companies saying, okay, you've got your program with me as of November 2014. We're not going to be doing business in the state of, pick one, Wisconsin, in the state of whatever. And these big companies are now faced with the fact that there's nobody else providing that coverage in that state. So what happens? They got to go right into the exchanges, which is the goal of the whole thing
is to drive everybody into it. I saw, I see something on Facebook, because of the high school I graduated from, I'm part of that Eisenhower page, the name of our school. And I realized that even though we were in the center of Washington State when it's conservative, that a lot of the kids that graduated from there all went to the East Coast, so they went to Seattle. A lot of them are lawyers and all. They're very liberal. And one of them yesterday said, did you really find out what's happening with this breakdown of the U.S. government? You've got to check out, and they give the link, Al Jazeera. Uh-huh. Al Jazeera America. And I just went, I almost fell out of my chair. You want to take Al Jazeera America? That's the truth about what's happening here in our country. A state-owned news agency from a state that is a... it is a dictatorship where women don't have they can vote. Well, yeah, they can vote, but they can't travel without their husband's permission. Anti-gay, anti-Christian. I mean, the whole thing. And this is where you're getting your news from on this. And I'm not, it sounds like I'm changing the subject, but I'm not. But these are the things, all of these things are happening. And we're listening. Some people are listening to Al Jazeera to say why we're screwed up.
We are following in the footsteps of many countries who are now trying to dig their way out of the situation we're heading towards.
Yeah.
Because they've seen the light. And
they've run out of money.
Doesn't work. Yeah. They've bottomed out. They've figured out this whole socialist, state where, medical, these things. It doesn't work. And you're right. They've run out of money. They've become totally and completely non-productive. And now they're trying to go back to a different way of doing things. And what are we doing? We're just like a rabbit going down a hole. We're just absolutely hell-bent on going in the way that the other countries have.
Should people have health insurance?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And should we as a government force people to have health insurance?
No.
Absolutely not. We're a free country, or were.
Everybody talks about the cost of health insurance. I had one of our employees here, and I said, okay, let's, we went to insurance companies. Husband, wife, and three boys. How much is that a month? With a $5,000 deductible, not a $5,000, that was catastrophic. I don't forget what it was, 3,000, 2,000 something. Not, and it was going to cost me like $200 a month. Now, and I, you know, and this, on this plan where they're, you know, they get the, you know, they get, two visits to the, you know, to the doctor and all this and catastrophic. And I'm thinking, well, was this some kind of exceptional program, for these people? Cause I see all these other examples. Oh gosh, a husband, wife and two kids, it's $6,000 a month. What kind of program's that? I mean, are there, or
is
am
that
I just,
for, is that for a low income?
No, they're not, you know, for, you know, no, it wasn't for a low income family. They made, you know, well, okay, what's low income? $40,000 a year? Is that low income? Even if it is, it's still that much. So, I mean, I, when people say other people can't get insurance, is that true? Is it true people can't get insurance?
And yeah,
have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, and we're
going to
be able to talk about that when Judy comes in.
When Judy comes on, that's a good question, yeah.
It absolutely is. Because, you know, the statements you're getting are all over the board. I've talked to so many of the seniors who say, oh my gosh, their new medical, their new Part D, is going to cost them, their prescriptions are going sky high. I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody who said, no, not so much. It's going down. My new,
and that I think is, you've hit the nail on the head here. Here's the problem. This thing is so convoluted in so many ways. It depends on who the person is, and I really believe who they're talking to. And one of the things, a perfect example is yesterday, 26,000 people in Connecticut applied for get onto the exchanges. 127 made it. Everybody else, including the reporter from MSNBC, gave up. Gave up because they couldn't make it work. They pulled down the sites and did a lot of emergency repairs and brought them back up again. This is a huge software site, right, Bob?
Absolutely. In an amusing story this morning on Capital Public Radio that on Tuesday, the state Care California website was proclaiming that they had over 5 million hits. This morning they quietly revealed that in fact it was seven times less than that, that only about 700,000 people had actually gotten into the website. Had hit the website, not nearly that many actually signed up, but they said it was due to a miscommunication inside the department. I think the translation is they got caught.
Okay. They got caught lying about it. Oh yeah. Anyway, they want to make this thing like it's perfect, but Judy's going to come in here and talk about this thing but just the idea, and we got to take a break, being forced to buy it. And if you're forced to buy it, you're going to get punished if you don't. You know, frankly, you know, if somebody says, well, you know, I don't need insurance, then they go to the hospital and it costs $50,000. Well, fine. Give them a bill for $50,000 and then you treat them just like anybody else that doesn't pay their bills.
There you go.
We haven't done that. But you have to give people a chance to get the insurance. We'll be right back.
Play in Wind River Resort and Casino's 4th Annual World Series Slot Tournament on October 22nd and 24th at 6 p.m. $20 for a free agent, $135 for a whole team of 9. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. First place receives $1,800. Second place is $450, plus $1,000 in cash drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's about to get even better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, free specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Sir Optimus International of Reading is holding its 16th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 4th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 11 a.m. with lunch at 11:45. Come hear keynote speaker Jonna Thomases and her show, Jonna's Body, Please Hold, an outrageously funny chronicle of Jonna's real-life bouts with cancer. The show will take you inside Jonna's body, where a sassy receptionist fields calls from various body parts. Her award-winning one-woman show has been described as captivating, thoroughly original, and hilarious. The Breast Cancer Luncheon also features a selection of beautiful auction items, baskets, and jewelry. And this year, an exquisite pink diamond necklace valued at $13,500 donated by Anderson's Fine Jewelry will be raffled off on the day of the event. All proceeds from this event go to the Mammogram Fund to pay for local women and men who can't afford them. Tickets are just $35 and available at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek, Banner Real Estate on Hilltop Drive, or call Lorraine at 227-0251. Come support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearm Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The prevention of bullying is an important issue. Two free community forums will be presented on Thursday, October 10th. The Women's Fund presents Wayne Sakamoto, Director of School Safety, to address how our community can reduce bullying. The lunch forum is from noon to 1:15 at the Reading Public Library. The evening program begins at 5:30 for all Shasta County parents, school staff, and community members at the Sequoia Middle School. The program is from 6 to 7:30. Registration for the free forums can be made at our website at shastarcf.org and the link to the Women's Fund community forum page.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, so I have Trish Clark with me.
We're just talking about everything important this morning.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, locally owned and family operators. Getting cold out there. You need to talk to your propane people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, you wanted to talk about government shutdown.
I just absolutely do. I cannot understand why we have a president who says, I'm not going to discuss, I am not going to get into a discussion or a compromise with the other side. I was elected. Well, we need to remind him that those people that serve in the Senate and in the House of Representatives were also elected. And they were elected by us to go back there and do what we elected, what they said they were going to do. We elected a brand new Congress, House of Representatives, whose job it is to set the budget. That's how our Constitution is set up. They're supposed to set the spending level. That's their job, not his. Why do we allow a president to stand there and say, I'm not going to discuss it with him? Why aren't we absolutely in his face and across the lines and lined up around that building?
Well, they're trying to accept the mainstream media is in his pocket. And there's, oh, my God, we're shutting down. Oh, look, we shut down the World War II memorial.
Was that the most incredible? You've been to the World War II. You can't shut it. They had to go out of their way to put barricades up.
They weren't barricades. They were barricades.
Well, whatever.
You know, like barricades. And what did the World War II veterans do?
They tore them down, bless their heart.
They attacked and moved it. Their 90-year-old bodies and in their wheelchairs.
With their wheelchairs, they tore them down.
They pushed their way through there.
Well, as they should have. That's ridiculous. I mean, that took manpower to go out there and put up the barricades and keep them out. It's a it's an open area, for heaven's sake.
Well, not only that, but they selectively picked
the things that
they were going to shut down.
Would
There's
impact
many places.
The people who are supported by the Republicans.
Well, I don't know about, but what they did selectively close down certain ones and leave ones open. You know, Jefferson, the Lincoln, the World War II Memorial, of course, because you know Obama has a disdain for the military. In my opinion, right now I'm writing an article about that. Why I believe he has a disdain for the military in the things he has done, if not worse. But frankly, doesn't know about him and doesn't care. It's not high in his agenda, the military or the veterans. And that's what the article I'm writing about that's going to come out soon.
Well, I'm hoping that the Republicans stand their ground. I'm hoping that they don't blink one more time. My God, they have backed up. And I mean, they enter a room, and make a statement, and then they immediately start backing up before the other side even responds. I'm real proud of them that they're actually standing their ground. Certainly our representative is. And I'm telling you, if we hear of any of the Republicans that are getting ready to back down, it's time for the other side to compromise. They are still exactly where they were when they started. They want what they want, and they want it all, and they're not giving up. And they won the election. That's their whole answer to everything.
They did. They did win the election.
So did the other people that are back there.
That's
they
right.
also were elected.
They
and
were
they're,
elected to do what they think is
and
right.
And that's exactly right.
And I love this other saying, oh, but, you know, 30 congressmen are controlling all of Congress because everybody else is afraid of them. I don't think so. I think people were elected to do a certain job back there. And they're doing it. I think that when the question of the rights of the Second Amendment came up, the people went, okay, look, this is crazy. You can't take away the Second Amendment like they're doing in California. Because the people were elected to do that. Now, some of them probably reacted out of fear, but other people were there saying, no, this is wrong. Parts of Obamacare work, or could work.
There are things in our healthcare system needs to be changed.
Yes, but we don't, but this total change like this, which has led to, I mean, the nation is confused. Where is the leadership from President Obama? Where is he saying, you know what? There are some things about this that aren't working. You know what? I'm going to postpone them for a year while we get our arms around them. If nothing else, the software. So people can actually get into the system if it's good. But you don't see that. What you see is that I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm right. And hubris like you can't believe.
Well, I have been walking around once again with my little copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that are in a little bitty booklet. And they're just, I think it's like 50 pages. And it has everything that we build our whole country on. And that to me says it all. If we can have the whole Constitution and the Declaration of Independence here, why do we need a document for health care that you can't pick up and carry? That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, that is too convoluted. It has too much in it. We need to throw it out and then go in there with a checklist and say, okay, what's wrong with our health care? Okay, pre-existing conditions. That's a good one. We need to address that. How about being able to buy insurance across state lines? That's something we can fix and make good. How about some tort reform so that our doctors don't all have to be practicing self-defense instead of medicine? There's a lot of little things in there that we could tweak. Take you, couple little bills, boom, we're done. The healthcare system fixed and everybody could do continue to enjoy. What we have in the United States is a really good healthcare system.
And when I hear people comparing us to Switzerland, my gosh, how do you compare the United States to Switzerland or the Netherlands or even England? Our country is huge. We have the largest, more people, the GDP, all the things that are happening in this country, but yet they want to compare them like it's apples to apples. It's not. It is not the same. And if you want to talk about, why it works in England, they have great.
It doesn't work in England.
It doesn't work. And you know what I do is I talk to my friends who tell me about it. You know where they live? Here in the United States. You know why?
And
it's too expensive to live in England and actually have something of your own.
And in Canada, people from Canada come down here to go to the doctor because even if you've got money, they tell you when you're going to have your operations, and you can't schedule even if you want to pay for it. You do it when they say, and you have one surgery, and then it may be 2 years before you can have the next surgery.
May we have a break now?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight. And I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. And we're being brought to you this segment of our own brand of madness by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin Graff. Of course, who has Alliance Heating and Air and guarantees 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nothing but professional service. Has been in the business since, over 20 years. And you think about this is that, I should say 30 years. When you think about this, the experience he has and then the crew he hires are just outstanding. They use the highest quality energy efficient flux ducting for all the ducts that go underneath your house. And that is one of the places you lose most of the energy in your home, especially older homes, is how the heat and the cold air is transferred up into your living spaces. And I tell you what, they know how to fix that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. And now's a good time to do it before it gets too cold. Because once it gets cold again, everybody's, oh gosh, you know, my heater doesn't work. Should have checked it now. 221-2642 or check out his website, homecomfort.org. Okay.
One final thing that we didn't talk about.
Okay.
Before we go into the healthcare insurance issue, right. next hour. Where are we with the bills that we want the governor to veto?
Sam Paredes was on yesterday. And Sam said he doesn't have a great deal of hope that the governor is going to veto the bills. He doesn't know for sure. But the one, the big one, of course, is it's taking the semi-automatic rifle away from the California population. You can, if you own a centerfire semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine, you have to register it, but you cannot sell it nor will it to your children, give it to your best friend, anything
as of January 1st. If he does not veto,
if he does not veto Senate Bill 374 Steinberg out of Sacramento, that means in one generation he will take away all semi-automatic rifles from the population of California will then go away. Because if I can't give it to my son, then and I then have to turn it into the police or a gun has to go to a firearms dealer and for whatever they do with them. But you can't buy them after that, and you can't give them away. So effectively in one generation, they've disarmed the, or they've taken away your personal property, whether it's that, you know, that, ooh, that AR, or if it's that Remington Game Master semi-automatic rifle that your father gave to you, and you've got, it holds four rounds, but it has a detachable magazine, a rotary magazine, or magazine you can put into it, and because of that, I can't give that to my son-in-law.
It's just insane. And of course, somebody said to me, well, that's, you know, you come on, you're getting excited about something that you don't need to worry about. You can actually register it to your children now. That would give it another generation.
Well.
But then, you know, it has to be in their possession.
That's what it is. It's got to be in their possession. And give the governor a call, 916-445-2841, 916-445-2841. Judy Maxwell is in the studio. We're going to be talking insurance exchanges and Obamacare. You just can't believe what she just told us. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. There is no sign of any progress toward ending the three-day-old partial government shutdown. Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
For 5 years, President Obama has carried an I won, it's my way, or the highway attitude. And he's not reached across the aisle to Republicans, who were also elected to solve the major problems facing this country.
As for the president,
am I exasperated? Absolutely I'm exasperated, because this is entirely unnecessary.
The president being interviewed on CNBC. The Treasury Department warning the economy could plunge into a downturn worse than the Great Recession if Congress fails to raise the federal borrowing limit and the country defaults on its debt obligations. That is the next big budget fight on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, a horrible head-on collision between a church bus and a tractor trailer in Tennessee.
The bus had a blowout on one of its tires. We believe it to be the front steer axle or steering axle and caused the bus to lose control.
8 people killed, 6 of them on the bus, 2 other people critically injured. Overloaded websites and jammed phone lines continue to plague Obamacare sign up. The White House arguing that's because of unexpected demand, pressure building to get things fixed quickly. The U.S. and Japan have signed an agreement to put another early warning radar system in Japan and to use drones to monitor developments near disputed islands in the East China Sea, Secretary of State John Kerry.
While we don't take a position on the ultimate sovereignty of the Senkaku Islands, we do recognize Japan's administration over those islands.
More problems at Japan's trouble-plagued Fukushima Daiichi power plant. An operator apparently overfilled a water tank, dumping about 110 gallons of contaminated water into the ocean. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It has been a year since Superstorm Sandy devastated parts of the Northeast. But some New Yorkers who've been living in hotels since then now say they need a bit more time to find a home.
And with a little more compassion and time, I can do that.
How much more do you need?
I just need a week or two. That's it. 2 weeks. Because like I said, my ink is on the paper. I done signed the lease. I'm just waiting for it to drop.
Federal funding for those hotels has run out. The residents have been told they need to move out by tomorrow. Shares of the high-tech electric company Tesla plunged 6% yesterday after someone posted a video online showing one of the company's cars in flames. The company says the Model S caught fire after a large metallic object hit one of the battery pack's modules. The nation's largest retail trade groups upbeat about the upcoming holiday shopping season unless the government shutdown drags on. The National Retail Federation believes Americans are in the mood to spend more money. This is SRN News. The Obama administration angry with Venezuela for kicking three U.S. diplomats out of that country. SRN's Greg Clugston has that story.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says Venezuela had no grounds for expelling three U.S. diplomats merely for meeting with the government's opponents. The Venezuelan government accused the American officials of conspiring with the extreme right to sabotage the South American country's economy and power grid. Carney says Caracas should deal with Venezuela's homegrown problems and not pick on U.S. diplomats for doing their jobs. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Search and rescue operations are continuing off a Sicilian island after a ship carrying African migrants toward Italy caught fire and sank, killing at least 94. Hundreds of passengers were thrown into the sea. 141 people have been rescued. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. So Trish Clark is with me. Trish,
and good morning. Wow, it's still a little chilly this morning. It's about 51 degrees here in the downtown studio. We're looking for sunny with a high near 73 today. Pretty windy up until about 8 o'clock tonight. North wind 7 to 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Clear tonight around 56 degrees, breezy with the north wind 17 to 22 miles an hour. Sunny on Friday, a little breezy still, and clear and windy through the weekend.
Okay, that sounds like things are going. We've got a lot of stuff going this weekend. Of course, the monster trucks down in Ripley. And we have, oh my gosh, this is the big powwows going. We got Bark and Wine Friday night. If you need tickets for Bark and Wine, just call Haven Humane there. You've got the Seroptimus Breast Cancer Luncheon Friday tomorrow. I mean, there's just so many things going on.
Always, always so many things to choose from.
And so many things going on down in Wall Street. So let's talk to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasombeck. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half in today's trading session, and the markets are in negative territory, though they have settled into narrow trading ranges. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 116 points at 15,017. The S&P 500 is off 15 points at 1679, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 30 points at 3785. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 170 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is down 14 cents at 13.92, Rite Aid's up 23 cents at 5.24, General Electric off 36 cents at 23.97, and JCPenney's down a dime at $8.62. Of local interest, PG&E down 70 cents at $40.31, North Valley Bank up 8 cents at 19.27, and Smith & Wesson Holding Company down 15 cents at 10.82. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.61%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 57 cents a barrel at 103.52. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.75 an ounce at 13.12.86. Silver's off 14 cents at 21.57. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them, or give them a call at 243-7561. As you know, with the sequestration, the government shutdown, Wall Street is probably rolling around on themselves and peeing. So you need somebody that knows what's going on. So give Chris or Kathy or Susan or Josh or Steve a call, 243-7561. I can say that because they probably are. They don't know what's going on, but our guys do. That's important. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Judy Maxwell is with us, and I tell you what, the first part of this, you're just not going to believe. You're just not going to believe what's going on in the California Insurance Exchange. We'll be right back.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend's sled into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th, at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Barr & Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Please. Houston, we have a problem.
That's right, Houston, we have a problem. It's called the insurance exchanges. Our guest for Trish Clark and myself is Judy Maxwell. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, the exchange is launched, but there is a big problem. The plans and rates have not been loaded yet. So you can't really buy anything yet. In fact, I was just at a Anthem Blue Cross meeting yesterday, and their rates haven't been improved through the Department of Insurance.
So even if you get on the site, which a lot of people can't.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get on, but the rates that you see are just kind of estimates. They're not real rates. They're not, you can't really buy a plan.
When you told us this at the break, I'm like, you gotta be kidding. No. So Judy, we all gotta sign up and we can't delay it, and October 1st comes and everybody's all lined up and people are flooding everybody loves it so much. We hear on the news that they're flooding the exchange and you're saying, well, we don't really know what the rates are and can't buy anything.
We can't sign up anybody right now. And so that's why we're not even saying, we're putting our appointments off to the middle to the end of October to even begin. Until the rates get loaded in. And, you know, you can kind of, you know, understand what's going on.
Well, nobody can understand what's going on. And they're having this, it's going across the whole nation. But in California is supposed to be the poster child for insurance exchanges.
Oh, yes. I can give you 5.1 billion reasons why California is trying to be the poster charge. Because that's what they've been funded to do, to build all of this. And they have thousands of people employed. And
it's not working.
And so we're just not there yet. But, you know, be patient is what they keep saying. And you know, it's real funny because you go to meetings or you call them and everything and say, well, we don't have the answer to that yet. We don't have the answer to that yet. So just be patient.
Didn't they know this was happening when it was passed, what, 3.5 years ago or 3 years ago, right?
It's been a monumental task and it's unbelievable. And the thing is that what people really don't understand is they're putting a message out there that this is the only way you can buy insurance, but it is not. There are three ways you can buy on the exchange, and people buying on the exchange would be people who would really qualify for a subsidy, because if you do qualify for a subsidy, then you do have to buy on the exchange. Or you can buy off of the exchange with identical plans, identical rates. You know, you buy that through your agent, as well as there's plans that are the traditional plans that we were accustomed to.
Okay, so, now, let me see if I got this right. If I need a subsidy and I'm making less than the 400% over, I think it's if you make
under federal poverty level, the 400% under federal poverty level or over poverty
over poverty level.
Over poverty
That's
level. I'm
right.
sorry. The bracket. That's, I was. That, I'm sorry.
The bracket is up to 400% over poverty level. And the poverty level is what, 35,000 or something like that?
Well, your federal, depending on, like on a person, it's currently, for one person, it's $11,490.
Okay.
And then Medi-Cal, people eligible for Medi-Cal will be 138% above the poverty level. So a family of four, you're looking at about $31,000-$32,000 above, you know, the poverty level that will qualify for Medi-Cal.
400% above that, 31,000?
400% above that, it would be 94,000. So a family of four can make $94,000 a year and still qualify for a subsidy.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yes.
Okay, they can make $94,000 a year and then still get of subsidy from people that make less than that.
Some part of a subsidy. Now, there's two types of subsidies that people don't understand. There's the federal subsidy, which you would qualify, and you can use that either to help lower the cost of your premium, or you can use it as a full tax credit when you do your taxes. Okay, you can do it either way. And then there is a cost-sharing subsidy that people under the 250% above poverty level would qualify for as far as cost sharing in the plans. They'd have lower copays and all that in the silver plan only. So it is so confusing.
And in the state of California, I'm just guessing, but I think we're going to have a lot of people who are going to qualify for some kind of subsidy.
I think so. We have, let's see, I think there's 5.2 million people that are uninsured right now. Half of those will qualify for Medi-Cal. And then the other half, it just depends. So to go on the exchange, as far as purchasing, the subsidy, I mean, you know, qualifying for the subsidies, they have all the calculators and all that. That's where you can benefit for. But if you don't qualify for a subsidy, then you can get the same identical plans off the exchange. If you don't want to give out your tax information, I had an agent.
Okay, now this is an important thing too. Is you're giving out all the information about yourself, your family, your health conditions, your money, everything to somebody you don't even know that has not been vetted. Is that correct?
That is so totally true. The agencies involved in this is the IRS. Okay, you have your Social Security, you have your Homeland Security, because, you know, with all of the immigrants, lawfully, unlawfully, however they, you know, qualify for, the post office, they verify your address, the DMV, and then of course all the state agencies as well.
And so you have literally access to millions of people, maybe not millions, but hundreds of thousands of people to your information there.
Absolutely. And you know, it's really funny. I was talking to an agent who's over in Humboldt County, and she says, you know, many of our people are not going to be enrolling in the exchange because they don't want to disclose their information because of, you know, the crops that they grow over there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did say something. Now, can people that are here illegally sign up for this?
Yes, they certainly can. Certain of them, if they are lawfully present.
What is lawfully present?
So,
a lawfully present illegal immigrant.
I'm here illegally, but I'm lawfully present. How's that work?
And so it just depends if you are waiting for deportation or you're an immigrant or if you're working, you have a visa. You know, there's a lot of different ways that they can still get.
But if you have a visa and a green card and you're here, then you're not here illegally.
No, but you're lawfully present.
Yeah, and you're lawfully present. But if you're here without a green card, and
but if you're waiting for deportation, you can still get the health insurance.
So they've got me, and I'm waiting for deportation, but I can get into health insurance.
Yeah. Right?
How about if I'm here illegally? They haven't caught me yet, but I'm here illegal. Can I still sign up then?
Well, I don't know, Carl.
Okay, yeah.
Those
are the ones that they're talking about that use the emergency room.
Exactly. And then, parolees, okay, they can, they're eligible. People that are, again, trying to go through their deportation before they get deported, they are people trying to get in, and, it's just all through the immigration. It's amazing.
It is. And, okay, we got to take a break, but here's the big line that one of the things I really wanted to tell our listeners and to offer to our listeners, because we'll come back in, after we take this break, and Judy's going to kind of walk people through this, is the system is so convoluted right now. Even if you get into even if you get online, they don't have the rates that the true rates. If you can get online, the fact that you're giving your information to people you don't know that aren't vetted, and what happens to that information, and the ability for these people to answer a question if you finally do get to one is the MSNBC, which is not what you call a real conservative network, couldn't even get on and was put on hold twice for 30 minutes at a time, never did get into the system. Judy's here, wanted to have Judy come on because she's been going through all these classes. And if anybody can talk about the insurance exchanges, it's Judy Maxwell. But just
probably tell us everything they don't know.
The thing is, we come back, Judy, if you can just kind of lay it out, okay, say I'm just the average person, I want to use the exchange. How does that work? Kind of thing. We'll be right back. Judy Maxwell is our guest. Trish Clark and myself here, Free Fire Radio.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Baugh. Linda is on the spot with Linda Baugh tonight. Trish Clark is here with me today. We're talking exchanges with Judy Maxwell. You know what? We started out the show with the Apollo 11 famous quote, "Houston, we have a problem." And we do have a problem. One of the things that can help, though, is staying healthy. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what? It's a place that has a very, very, it's got the attitude of staying healthy. And then the people down there are the North States nutrition experts. Organic foods, vitamins, supplements, you name it, they've got it down there. And the people that can help you with it. Because I have a feeling that the healthier you are, the better it's going to be under those new, under the new insurance, overlords that are going to be controlling your life. Give them a call there at Orchard Nutrition at 244-9141 or check them out at 221 Locust Street. They're also having classes now that talk about eating nutritionally, being healthy, taking care of yourself, which is one of the main things you're going to have to do, because I got a feeling that, as Judy's going to tell us, this is not going to be really easy to get that health insurance. We'll be, Judy, we're back to, yes, Judy now.
Yes.
And I almost feel like having like a 4-hour show, but I don't know if that's enough time.
I tell you, I know, because I mean, I've been in these meetings and they've been 8 hours and this and that. I mean, just trying to learn all the intricate details. It's amazing. I feel like an expert with a lot of disclaimers because there's so many changes that go on hourly.
Well, that's when you told me is that you would call, that y'all would call back to DC and say, okay, what about this? And they either didn't know, or they tell you and then call you back and say, oh, we changed our mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, I was asking, I was calling Calvary, California here recently, and I said, well, now how do I set this up with my agency and this and that? Because we're going to have 4 certified agents in our office. And she told me, and then 10 minutes later she called back. She says, no, disregard what I said because we haven't made that decision yet. And so that's what we were constantly getting. And even in meetings yesterday, well, I can't tell you exactly right now because we haven't made that decision yet. So,
but let's talk about how the doctors interplay on this. How do the doctors get on the list so that we can continue to see the doctors we've been going to?
Well, now your doctors all receive contracts from the different carriers. And again, we are so challenged up here in rural Northern California that we still primarily have Blue Cross and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield as our primary carriers. And so the doctors, they got, most of them got like 3 contracts, a contract for large groups, a contract for small groups, and a contract for individuals. And so, you know, if your doctor is on the list, then he won't care what kind of plan you have or anything like that as far as he's on that provider list. But because of on the individual side, all underwriting goes away. So anybody with any kind of health condition, pre-existing condition, all that, everybody is going to be approved. So that takes on a huge risk for the insurance companies. So how can they kind of manage and control some of that risk is going to be through the networks. And so what you're going to see, and this is why you really, really do need to go through an agent, because what you're going to see a lot of on the exchange are selected PPO networks they're called exclusive provider organizations, which means the list of doctors from a PPO, which is a preferred provider organization, which is what you have with Blue Cross and Blue Shield right now, it's cut about 60%. So if your doctor if you're on an EPO and your doctor is in this area, that's the only way you can go to the doctors in this area. If you try and you need to go to UC Davis or UC San Francisco, anywhere outside of your region, then you have to pay 100% out of pocket. Where on a regular PPO, you can go all across, you know, California.
Well, let me ask this then. So if your doctor says you need to go down to Davis, your insurance company's not going to pay for it?
No. And you're going to have, unless it is, you know, I mean, a life-threatening emergency, or you get some kind of really specialized, exclusive, you know, permission to do that. So, but if you're out of network, you have to pay 100%. The other thing that people don't understand, that's why if you have a grandfather plan, which that means if you had your plan before the law came into place in March 23rd, 2010, you really need to make consideration of keeping that, because then you get to keep that network. And not only can you go to any doctor in your network in California, you also have the Blues Network, which means you can go into any of the states and stuff like that. So as long as you're going to a Blue Cross.
And how do you keep, how do you keep that, the insurance that you have right now? You just have to tell them?
No. Your plan has to be qualified grandfathered. All other plans that are not grandfathered are going to be...
Who's going to grandfather them, though, Judy?
Well, it depends when they bought it. It all depends on when they purchased it and if they didn't make any changes to it. I had one lady that she added a dental plan, and that knocked her out of being grandfathered.
Because it was after 2010.
After 2010.
So if the plan that you had before 2010 is... It has to be looked at by somebody.
Yes. That's why you really need to talk to an agent, because then the carrier will tell you. The letters just went out from Blue Cross as well as Blue Shield about telling you what kind of plan you have and if you're going to lose coverage. Then they will move you over to a new plan under the Affordable Care Act, you know, benefits and everything, but you've got to look at the network. The network is the key.
So if you're going to Nevada, And say that, you know, that you get a, you get an intestinal dis-, oh, well, heart, let's just say something less than that, an intestinal attack. And you have to go see a doctor. And, I mean, all of that's out of pocket.
Well, it depends. Unless it's under, it's qualified life-threatening emergency. Now, if you have a ski accident, break a leg, it's not a life-threatening emergency.
That's right. Okay. And intestinal, you know, like I hear people, oh, you know, I ate shellfish and I was thrown up all night, but I had to go see somebody just to make sure. It's not life-threatening.
No, it's not life-threatening.
No.
And, you know, like we had a lot of doctors on the borders there in Oregon that, uh-huh, you know, people could go to. That's out.
That's out now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many times a day do you say depends?
I'm sorry, what?
How many times a day do you say it depends?
It does. I tell you, it depends.
It depends. Okay, we'll be right back. You know, right now I feel like depends. This whole market is making me feel like I should be wearing depends. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join us for the world's largest tailgate party, Johnsonville's Big Taste Grill and Big Bike Weekend. It's bikes and brats at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive in Redding for 3 days. October 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Thunder returns to Hilltop Drive. Riders, go cruising in Shasta County and win over $3,000 in prizes. Camping World is proud to honor our veterans as this year's sponsor of the Veterans Honor Ride on Saturday. Camping World will host a lunch stop during the Veterans Honor Ride. Be sure to visit the Veterans Museum display and Vietnam-era Huey at the Holiday Inn. And also check out motor officers' test riding skills in competitions, belly dancing and martial arts demonstrations, the Oakland Raiderettes, and a swimsuit contest. New bikes on display, bands throughout the weekend, vendor village, and food court. Big Bike Weekend. October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for registration and event schedule.
The prevention of bullying is an important issue. Two free community forums will be presented on Thursday, October 10th. The Women's Fund presents Wayne Sakamoto, Director of School Safety, to address how our community can reduce bullying. The lunch forum is from noon to 1:15 at the Reading Public Library. The evening program begins at 5:30 for all Shasta County parents, school staff, and community members at the Sequoia Middle School. The program is from 6 to 7:30. Registration for the free forums can be made at our website at shastarcf.org and the link to the Women's Fund community forum page.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Giveaways and neat things like that. This portion of the show, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, my buddy on Thursdays. You know, I love the way Trish prepares. This prepares for the show by walking in and she's ready. On the other hand, I have to spend hours, even though it doesn't sound like it. Okay, I don't spend hours. But, you know, finding things to talk about. Trish comes in, let's go. And I just, which makes my Thursdays a lot easier. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. They believe in the Second Amendment there at the shop. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Great people, great haircuts, a great time. In fact, I'm heading down there today. Okay, our guest, speaking of a great time, our guest today is Judy Maxwell. And tell us what the name of your business is.
Oh, it's Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
That's right. And you have been in the business here for
20 years.
20 years.
Yes.
Judy has been a friend of ours since Linda and I have moved to town, but also at her acumen, professional acumen on insurance. And she has been the one I've been asking questions to because she's been going to the schools about just what exactly this is. What do the exchanges do? How can you get it? How can we help our listeners in finding their way through this forest? I mean, it's not even a forest. It's a swamp.
It really is, and there's a bunch of alligators out there too. And the alligators are primarily the networks because you really have to be careful when you choose a plan to make sure that, you know, you're going to be able to go to the doctors and providers that you want to go to. And that's where I really encourage people to get a local agent that's been certified because, they will, not only can they help you through the exchange if you qualify for a subsidy, but they have the plans outside of the exchange as well. And, you know, it's not going to cost you anymore to get the real professional advice.
I think the thing that just really we want to check on is the fact that all this information you're giving out when you go into those exchanges is going to people who, Homeland Security, IRS, the DMV, there's a huge database there where your information, all that very personal information is out and about. It seems to me this is a good time to go to an agent and see if you can get a little bit of anonymity with your personal information.
Well, absolutely, because even to when we had to put in the registration for these classes and stuff, you know, they checked our, you know, against our license to make sure it was all current and everything. And then before we can get fully certified, we have to show them our E&O coverage as well. So they know we've been fingerprinted, we've been, you know, tested, we've, you know, gone through all of the security checks. So
these people on the exchange, not so much.
Trish has been fingerprinted, but I don't think that was for the exchange though, was it? It was that wild time you had that. Okay, never mind. Hey, let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just wanted to know how this affects Medicare patients because I've heard the billions are being taken from Medicare to pay for this. And are our options going to change as well?
So, no, ma'am. Your options are not going to change as well at all. It does not. No, ma'am. Your options will not change. Medicare is not going to be affected at this time. Yes, ma'am. Because right now it's for individuals under 65 as well as the businesses. So, on Medicare, you know, you still have your open enrollment, which does start October 15th for your Part D plans. And, those change as they do every year. And actually the good thing on those, we're seeing some rate decreases on a lot of the Part D plans this year. So it is a good time.
And the young are going to help me pay for that. They're paying for that, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, what?
The young
oh, absolutely.
People getting Obamacare, they're the ones that are going to help pay for that.
Yes.
Kind of pitting the young against the old in this situation.
Well, that's true. That's where it all goes from those Medicare taxes, and that is absolutely true. But it would be a good time to reanalyze your Part D plans, because there are some good changes that we've seen on those plans.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
To follow up just a little bit on that, they have indicated that they have taken a great deal of money out of Medicare funding to fund Obamacare. So down the line, there's got to be some impact on those of us on Medicare.
Well, especially with
They're going to pay for, perhaps services.
Well, you know, the baby boomers are hitting Medicare between now and in 2050, and that's where, you know, the rubber will meet the road there, because it's going to be the huge bulk. But
I know in Shasta County, there are several specialists who will not take Medicare patients, and a lot of those specialists are people like pulmonologists and urologists and people who generally deal with the aging population. It's very difficult to get an appointment even now, mm-hmm. with one of those specialties. Because they don't take Medicare patients.
Well, we see that. I mean, in general practitioners, they said no longer take Medicare. So I guess you have to pay them up front, or I don't know where you could get them. And then with this, you've got to opt in for all this. All the doctors do. And
so we're not paying any more for our Medicare. We just can't go any place or get served.
I mean, there's some of the doctors, yeah. I mean, that is some of the challenges, you know, even with Medicare right now. And there you do have, but with Medicare, this is the good thing. If we don't have one in our area, you can go anywhere in the whole United States. You have that network to be able to go to doctors everywhere.
And that's good news.
Yes, that is great news.
So we've talked for an hour, and we've got one little piece of good news.
That's where we're going to come back. And Judy, we need some positive things here. Is that, you know, one of the things I want to do, and we didn't get to it, we just changed subjects again, was somebody that wants to, that has to go into the exchange, what's the process for that? I mean, it just quickly, you know, they get on the computer, they go to here, these are the kind of things they ask, these are the kind of things you should have with you.
Absolutely,
kind of
yes.
As soon as we get back from our break, Judy Maxwell is our guest, and we're talking the insurance exchanges. I mean, this is a part of our life now. I mean, we can shut down the government on one hand, where you can't see the World
and
War
I
II
think that's
memorial.
A good thing.
Where you can't even go and see the World War II memorial because of the barricades. But we're into national health care. We'll be right back.
Model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Sir Optimus International of Reading is holding its 16th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 4th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 11 a.m. with lunch at 11:45. Come hear keynote speaker Jonna Thomases and her show, Jonna's Body, Please Hold, an outrageously funny chronicle of Jonna's real-life bouts with cancer. The show will take you inside Jonna's body, where a sassy receptionist fields calls from various body parts. Her award-winning one-woman show has been described as captivating, thoroughly original, and hilarious. The Breast Cancer Luncheon also features a selection of beautiful auction items, baskets, and jewelry. And this year, an exquisite pink diamond necklace valued at $13,500 donated by Anderson's Fine Jewelry will be raffled off on the day of the event. All proceeds from this event go to the Mammogram Fund to pay for local women and men who can't afford them. Tickets are just $35 and available at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek, Banner Real Estate on Hilltop Drive, or call Lorraine at 227-0251. Come support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Trish Clark's here with me today. And we are talking with Judy Maxwell, but I'd like to remind everybody all the things that are happening this weekend. We've got Bark and Wine with Haven Humane. We've got Sir Optimus Cancer Luncheon at noon tomorrow. We have the Stillwater Powwow that's going on down at the fairgrounds, and Monster Trucks out in Red Bluff.
And on Sunday morning, when you go down to the Powwow or you're out and about, stop at the Frontier Senior Center for the first Sunday of the month. Pancake, biscuits and gravy, beautiful breakfast served down there as a fundraiser for that center.
And on the 12th of October out in Anselmo, Opera in the Vineyards. And it's a special evening of your favorite arias performed by the North State Bel Canto Singers. Hors d'oeuvres, dinner, dessert, coffee, wine pairings, dinner music by Sherry Gantz and the Trio Francois. You can purchase tickets through the Cascade Theater box office or in Somo Vineyards. You know what? That could be a great time.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I think that could be, Margaret Brennan, the founder and artistic director of the Bel Canto Singers. Okay. Judy, somebody wants to, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna sign up for it, even though we know they should go to you. Because it can be, you know, where at least, you know, somebody's on your side there, that somebody's going to keep your information secret. But other people, you know, they're not going to do it. They're just going to get on the computer.
Before we go to the computer, does it cost them extra to go to you?
No, that's the thing.
Oh, that's a good part.
Is very important to know that you can go to a local agent. It won't cost you any more at all. And you can get, if you don't think you're going to qualify for a subsidy, then you can get the exact plans that are on the exchange off the exchange, and then you won't have to give all of that personal information. And so they have those plans, plus they have additional traditional plans that are, we call them off the exchange. So.
And even if you do have to get a subsidy, you can still do that.
You can still, oh, absolutely. And we can actually,
you
we
can
guide you,
people, through, guide, you can guide
people
you through it.
Yes. Because it is, you know, it is quite confusing, ongoing through there. And you do have to be ready to, your tax information.
I turn on my computer. Mm-hmm. I go to the site. The site says I'm down. Come back later. Okay, I get back on the site. Okay, let's just say it's working.
Yeah, let's say it's working.
All right, so then.
Hit the button that says get started here. There's right in the middle. And so there you would want to put in it's going to be your annual income, and it's your modified adjusted gross income. You want to get that as close as estimate as you can. You can look at your tax return from 2012 and give your estimate for 2013. If you are off more than 10% and you really don't get that income correct, it will be adjusted on your 2014 tax return. So, you know, that, you know, I really do caution people not to just say, hey, I'm going to lower my income just so I can get a subsidy. There will be a catch up and penalty for you on that. But so anyway, so you have to, you put in your income, then you put in the age of all the members of your family. Because if you have, say you've got a 26-year-old, they're going to be individually rated at that age, a 21-year-old. Anyone under 18, you get three kids that will all be rated the same. After that, each one gets rated individually. So you put it into the computer and it'll pop up and let you know if you qualify for a subsidy at that point. And then you can view plans and choose plans. And so the plans are called metal plans. There's a bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And so there may be several choices in the bronze area, several choices in the silver, and several, and you can look at the different carriers and the plans that are available. And then you can apply. If you apply now between October, you know, 1st or whenever, between December 15th, and you pay, so you do have to have your credit card information or check or something to be able to pay, because you are not locked into that plan until you pay.
An estimate, because we don't know what the rates are.
Well, it's considering if the rates are in. So when you pay...
Oh, it works now.
Yeah, say we're considering it works. And then you will be eligible for a January 1st effective date. If you enroll after December 15th, say December 16th, 17th, then you won't be affected until February 1st.
And you'll get a penalty for that first month?
No, you won't get a penalty because open enrollment goes from October 1st to actually March 31st. Okay. So anybody enrolling in that six-month period, there is no penalty.
Okay, so but if it's after that, then it will be.
Yes.
And then if you don't enroll because for a variety of reasons that's just too hard and all this, you can then when you pay your taxes, they can see that you didn't enroll. And then they take a fine?
They'll take a penalty. The first year, it's not too much. It's only 1%. So it's like about $95, and it's so many people per family.
No.
But after about 3 years, it's really going to go up there as far as penalties.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question for Judy?
Yes, I do. What happens to the grandparents that get kids dumped on them in the middle of the year or overnight? And how they and those kids aren't covered. How are they going to get covered?
They will definitely have a special enrollment, so you can definitely enroll them, and then they would be effective for coverage for January 1st. Now, if you need coverage before then, with them, you might be able there because there is a program, the Healthy Families Program. It's now called Targeted Low Income Children's Program. And that includes health, dental, and vision. So that would be under the Medi-Cal area probably for them.
Okay, real good. Well, thank you. I was wondering because every once in a while people get their grandkids dumped on them in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? We've got programs that will definitely take care of them. So.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks, Joe. Well, we got to take a break here. But one of the things that I'm getting out of this and I'd like everybody to understand is this is not going to be easy. And you're going to have a lot of things to do that, yeah. And I even hate to use the word navigator because I think that's the term they use. But a local agent here that can protect a lot of the information and work and do that work for you at no cost to you.
Right.
Because at no cost to you and somebody then you can go to because I guarantee you as much problems they're having now, can you imagine what happens when you call that 1-800 number? And
well, it's called call and wait.
Yeah.
Because there's 35,000 people that called the other day and they had at least a 30-40 minute wait and then the phones went down.
Yeah. So you think about that and even after you say you even have the plan and something's going on, it's not right. And then you try and call. Imagine how many of those others. And at least when you have your own local person and trust me, this is not an infomercial. If I fell into this, I would be running to an insurance agent to get this started. In this case, it's Judy. But, you know, just to be able to know that somebody's gone through these classes and knows what it is and that knows what to do on this thing. This is already a problem and it's not going to get any better.
It's so true. And we have a lot of great agents out there and, you know, and just make sure that they've been certified because all your good agents out here, I mean, I've been in the classes with a lot of them and, you know, we've got a lot of great people out there to help.
We do. Okay. We're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Judy Maxwell is our guest. We're trying to go through the insurance exchanges and this in California doesn't even have the rates loaded yet. It's going to be a little hard to get, you know, to see how much it's going to cost you when they don't have the rates loaded. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Patrick John. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and fun, all for a higher purpose. Featuring a fashion show of men's and women's clothing from Four Lease Boutique in Reading. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Four Lease Boutique, Wind River Resort and Casino, or the Windermere office in Reading. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 4th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, the stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemuria, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, when we play that song every morning, you know, we don't back down. We've got to stand up. We've got to try and do something. We can't just roll over on this. Tomorrow morning, our guest is going to be Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Will be our guest tomorrow. We've had a pretty good week this week, you know, Judy and Doug. You know, what a great, I guess, a closing act, because you're the great warm-up here. Or you're the main course right here today, Judy. But Doug LaMalfa will be on tomorrow. I'm interested to get his take on what's happening back in D.C. And in fact, since they're not, the government shut down, I guess we could have him come in here and do some work, you know, take over a show or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Judy Maxwell, is here, Maxwell Insurance
and Financial. Yes.
And we've been talking about the insurance exchanges and the launching of this and the problems they've had. The fact is we don't even have the rates loaded into the system, so you can't really get a good quote, but there is a misnomer here about this in the sense that this is free.
It is not. Everybody's going to get insurance, but
right.
There's a cost.
There is definitely a cost. Yes, there is. I mean, nothing is free. It really isn't. Yeah. Actually, free can be the most expensive if you get right down to it. But even on the Medi-Cal, there will be, in some cases, there's going to be some type of cost sharing, even a $5 copay or something like that. So there, you know, and just so that everybody kind of pitches in, pays their part is one of the things. And there's all kinds of cost sharing subsidies and everything to help people, you know, that really need help in the income areas. But, you know, we're all in this together. And so we have to, you know, everybody has to pay a little bit of part.
So all these people who have just chosen not to have insurance are now being forced to have insurance, and they will have to pay for it.
Either that or they will pay, you know,
a portion. They're going to pay for having insurance in some form. Somebody's going to pay for it. It's not free.
But that's what they said. Oh, now all these people will have insurance. So they, you know, so when they go to the emergency rooms, be taken care of. But they may not, they only be made paying like 10% of what it cost.
But 10% more than they were paying before not having insurance and just going to the insurance. You know,
and again, it's all going to be income based and all that. But still, if we can get people paying just a little bit, you know, on the income levels,
that's as it should be,
because then we can all be in this together.
All right, and if you take nothing else from today, is that it's confused out there. It's very confusing. The answers aren't out there. And to go to a local certified agent.
That you trust. That you trust, absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you, Jeannie?
221-0441, and we are at 1378 Hilltop, right next to Members First Credit Union.
And your website?
Our website is MaxwellInsuranceAndFinancial.com.
There you go. And you know what? And it's not going to, whatever insurance agent you take, make sure they're bonded or licensed and ask them, have you been going through these classes? Because they're offering a lot of classes for it. Trish, what a day, huh?
A great day. And I just can't thank Judy enough. There are a lot of really good insurance agents in town. Judy has been so open to come in here and share with us and answer our questions. So if you don't have somebody in mind, give Judy a call.
Thank you.
That's cool.
And I'll see you Sunday morning at the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast.
That's right. I'm going to see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
That's right. We're having at the winemaker's dinner
at Anselmo's.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, remember, Doug them off
and
for tomorrow morning.
And Bark and Wine on Saturday
night.
Right.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, they're playing another round of the blame game with the partial government shutdown now in its third day. President Obama is calling it
a reckless Republican shutdown in Washington.
But House Speaker Boehner says it's the president's fault because
he will not negotiate.
There aren't many people laughing about the shutdown, but it is providing fodder for TV's late-night comedian.
Well, you can see the effects of the shutdown all over town. It's terrible. President Obama now down to just one teleprompter. That's how bad.
Jay Leno keeping him laughing on NBC's Tonight Show. Also, at SRNNews.com, the Tennessee Highway Patrol says it could take a few days before troopers release the names of the eight people who were killed in a fiery bus crash. A spokesman says positive IDs will be tough because some of the victims were burned. A North Carolina church bus blew a tire while traveling along I-40 yesterday, veered across